Thank you. Can't say thank you enough to our longtime supporters keeping us on the air, Arius Medical Staffing. If you're a student physical therapist approaching graduation, if you're a new grad, if you're a seasoned professional and you're looking for short-term travel assignments, maybe you want to move about the country with your PT license, we got you covered with Arius. If you're looking for a long-term placement, want to find a job somewhere else, Arius has you covered. AURUSmedical.com. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. All settings, all 50 states. See what they have to offer. No obligation or anything weird like that. Plus, they have all the information you need, like license transfers or housing or taxes when you move from state to state. They've been doing this for a while. They got you covered. Online, it's AURUSmedical.com. That is AURUSmedical.com. Arius Medical Staffing, the leaders in travel physical therapy. AURUSmedical.com. Chance to look inside the APTA here and talking with PT Proud. It's a component of the HPA, that's Health Policy and Administration, the Catalyst Group. We find out what PT Proud is about, how they formed, and where they're going, and you can get involved. All the details in there, including links in the show notes of this episode. As always, brought to you by our longtime supporters, Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction, rehabilitation training, and the equipment you need to properly apply it in clinical practice. Check out research, information, and more at OwensRecoveryScience.com. Let's do it.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Now, we do like to say that the best conversations happen at happy hour. That's what the show is trying to sound like, as if you were to happen running some colleagues at a bar over a beer, at a conference, or maybe I've had this happen before, been on an airplane. Next thing you know, the person next to you, yeah, it happened to be a PT. So that's what we're aiming to do this month as we release these episodes is PT month. So celebrating all things that make up the American Physical Therapy Association, a big chunk of our profession. And we bring in a few colleagues here, Carla Bell and Melissa Hoffman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you so much.
We're talking about PT Proud. And when we start to talk about structure, I want to make sure I've got this right. PT Proud is a group within the Health Policy and Administration section, or the Catalyst. Did I get that right?
Yeah. So PT Proud is actually a committee under the global health SIG of HPA, the Catalyst.
Okay. Yeah. All right, perfect. From the website, we know all about the Catalyst. The Catalyst, a section of about 2,300 physical therapist assistants, student members. Website for the Catalyst, APTA, HPA. Website for PT Proud is ptproud.org. Nice and easy to remember. And the Twitter feed at PT Proud APTA. But let's get into what this actually is. I was just going through the mission statement and the vision. I like the vision for me. It feels like something you can put on the back of a t-shirt and people get it. The LGBT plus Catalyst Group will transform the practice of physical therapy to best serve all patients regardless of their gender and sexual identity. I like that one because it's one sentence and it wraps it up.
Yeah, the only difference in that vision is actually now that we're a committee instead of a Catalyst Group, because in the history of how we actually formed from 2017 to 2018 as pretty much from two groups of DPT students and then PT faculty. We joined together trying to form a group within APTA. We were a Catalyst Group under HPA, and then we quickly launched into a formal committee. And so that vision is really says it all. You're right. One sentence, catchy and effective.
It really got going. We were really surprised that it ignited so fast. For the things that we wanted to do for HPA through PT Proud, we needed to have a budget. And so that's why we moved into a committee so fast from a Catalyst.
Don't make it sound so easy, guys. Don't undersell yourself. Getting a group together to be recognized with bylaws and, like you mentioned, a budget, because when you try to get people together and provide resources, that does take funding. So don't sell yourself short. Like, putting something like this together takes effort and time.
Sure.
We know.
It does.
So my first question, I guess, would be why? Why did you guys decide to get these people together? What is PT Proud? Outside of that vision statement, how do you guys say it in your own language when someone asks why you're affiliated with it?
To me, physical therapy is about inclusion. And inclusion means that patients, clinicians, faculty, students, we all get to bring our whole selves to our practice, to our care. And when we start taking a deeper dive into these communities and what's going on in the healthcare realm of life for these communities and for our practitioners, there are some big gaps in care. There are some disparities. There's discrimination. And so we really wanted to shed some light on those things and look at our profession to be an inclusive force moving forward for these communities.
Melissa, same question.
And I second everything that Carla said. We are a voice. We are advocates for this community, and we have embarked on a national research study, and we're talking to clinicians all over the country about these issues, these disparities, these barriers to care, and we're finding that there is a need, and there's not a lot of literature out there. Not a lot of people have really embarked on this, and what better way to have a national organization behind you to support you in the work that you're doing for this marginalized community.
Well, you mentioned there not being a lot of research or resources out there, but what there is, you guys feature on your website in terms of publications. We see Carla featured in one of those, part of the solution to address sexual and gender minority health and healthcare disparities, inclusive professional education. I did that all in one breath.
You did. That was impressive.
So talk about that just a little bit, Carla.
Yeah, sure. So my research is around the educational side and educational research and looking at kind of inclusive curricula in the health professions in general, not just physical therapy. And basically what we see is a tremendous gap in professional healthcare education when it comes to teaching our new professionals coming out about these communities and the gaps in care and the significant healthcare disparities and health disparities. So there's a distinction there between the healthcare and health disparities. And basically what my focus in that article is saying, hey, we have a big job here. As educators have a job in addressing those healthcare disparities that exist by discrimination by the health professionals themselves. And we can start doing that by looking at how we educate, looking at how we address cultural humility and be inclusive around these communities, talk about respectful engagement with our patients, talk about barriers when they walk into our clinics and what those look like and what we can do better. And that starts with education. And so I adapted some medical literature to rehab professionals, and that's what that article is about.
Again, you can find that at ptproud.org under resources. Also in that resource section of your website is a PT Proud LGBTQ+ competency handbook for clinicians. This looks like a great resource developed for PTs, PTAs who just want to learn more about the best treatment. Maybe they don't know about it and they're honest about it, and this seems like a resource that they can do exactly what you just said, which is educate themselves.
Well, and I think it's important too. The handbook is really a great start for clinicians. It really gives them an overview of what is the problem and why is it a problem? Who is this community? What identities are included within this community? And then, you know, the general terminology that one would need to use, especially as a clinician, one of the most important things is being able to use the appropriate language with communities from the LGBTQ community itself. It also provides resources for clinicians for intake forms, et cetera, what kind of language they want to include, and what kind of questions they want to include on their intake form. So it's really a really good resource to get someone started. It has a wealth of information for clinicians.
And I like to say the price right there is free $99.
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah, those are always good. You've got a lot of different resources to different articles for people to really do that. And this page is chock full of that, articles and different advocacy organizations that people can use to follow, to figure out where and how to treat these individuals better.
Yeah, absolutely. We've tried to keep some things up to date on there. And what we found out is not only does our profession have a gap in knowledge around the disparities that exist for these communities, they also have a gap in the legal landscape that has a direct impact on the disparities in health for these communities. And so we're trying to handle both right now, because there's a lot going on in the legal landscape as well that affects these communities when they access care.
I want to talk about two more big areas. Number one, task forces. You guys have three: community, equity, and education. Talk just for a second about those task forces, why they were formed, and what they're set out to accomplish.
In terms of advocacy, we look at things like we took part in two advocacy ventures this past year, providing an official position statement against the Health and Human Services denial of care rule that was set out in May. APTA also put out an official statement regarding that denial of care rule. We also provided input to the Regulation Affairs in APTA on another commentary for the Centers for Medicare Services, the 1557 rewrite And so there was a commentary on that. And both of those, the denial of care rule and 1557, both were speaking directly to discrimination in these populations. And so we certainly wanted to have a voice in the healthcare realm of addressing those perspectives. The other task force is certainly the education. You know, we talked about the handbook already. Community, we're just trying to formulate the direction moving forward with those.
And the idea is for us to really engage our members. So what we would really like to do is have leaders that are PC Crowd members of those task forces that report to leadership, and so that they could be fully engaged in the activities within those task forces. Primarily, the education task force has been the most active right now. We actually did a webinar in August on sexual and gender minority cultural humility. It was a 101, and we were looking at the current climate, and we were in how to implement foundational best practices for patient care. And we're actually planning on doing another webinar in November, I believe, on transgender health.
More resources and more ways for people to self-educate and make sure that this is a priority. I love that.
Thank you.
All right, so that's where we are now. What's coming down the horizon? I see you guys had some events last year at CSM, your first annual member meeting that was taking place in D.C. What's the future in terms of events, and what direction is PT Proud going in? What are some things in the horizon you want to tip us off on?
CSM is going to be, this year, one of the main themes for CSM is diversity, equity, and inclusion. So PC Proud has been brought in on many educational sessions. We actually got called in to work with the pediatric section on an ed session. We're working on an equity, Carla, equity.
Better together, equity session. And inclusion educational session.
Right. And then we're also working on creating a pre-conference course. So it's going to be an 8-hour course. It's going to be safe zone or brave space training for clinicians. In that course, we'll be educating, talking about sexual and gender identity, different scenarios and simulations that clinicians may encounter in their clinics and how to deal with those things. So that'll be an 8-hour course, and that's coming up at CSM this year.
Yeah, and we also have some projects that we're developing and going to be posting soon on the website as well. We're putting together a provider clinician directory of folks who choose to identify as LGBTQ plus friendly and feel confident in wanting to be welcoming to these communities, so they have a space where they can disclose what they need to disclose and not be fearful, because that's one of the disparities that exists, is a lot of these communities have been discriminated by healthcare providers before, and so they're a little hesitant. And then, as I mentioned before, we're going to move to a SIG. So next year is going to be a big development year for us in doing that next leap.
That's great. I know a lot of work goes into that. So good for you guys for taking that on and continuing to create a space and resources and education to help the profession.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we have to say that the American Physical Therapy Association and HPA, the Catalyst, have been tremendous in their support for our development. They really have.
All right. Last thing we do on the show, we call it the parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
I know you guys are ready for this. All right, so we'll go with Carla first, then Melissa. So your parting shot is your last chance for kind of a mic drop moment or a soapbox moment or just the last message you want to leave with the audience. So let's frame it up as this. Someone who's still listening to this show, if they're not involved in PT Proud, what would you say to them?
Inclusion is where we need to be. We get the diversity part right a lot of the time. Inclusion is the belonging piece, and that's the piece that the research really says matters for the long haul and for the endurance of what we do for success in terms of patient care, in terms of patient satisfaction, and in terms of employee satisfaction. So certainly that's what I would say is PT Proud is all about inclusion and bringing everyone to the table and making sure that the diversity of thought, the diversity of perspective is heard.
All right, Melissa, good luck following that.
I know. Thanks a lot, Carla. What I would say is get involved. Don't be afraid. There's a lot of clinicians out there that don't necessarily want to have these critical conversations because they don't feel like they know enough information or that they've had enough background or education. Well, that's the exact reason why you need to get involved, right? We want our clinicians across the nation to get involved in this endeavor. Join PT Proud. If you're interested in equity, you can work with our equity task force. If you're interested in extending out to the community that you live in, all of the things, the wonderful things that we're doing in TC Proud, community would be a great place to center yourself around. If you're interested in education and research, that's another great area to get involved with TC Proud. So there's so many different opportunities for clinicians to get involved in this cause.
Really. And we need allies.
And that's a great point. You know, it's not just about folks that are part of the LGBTQ community to be involved in TC Proud. We want individuals that are not part of that community, but that are allies to that community. And that's really powerful for those individuals to be involved as well.
Again, the website is ptproud.org and on Twitter at ptproudapta. Carla Bell, Melissa Hoffman, appreciate you guys taking some time to let us look inside PT Proud. And good luck on the continued success and your work.
Thank you. We really appreciate being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.